Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our monthly chat with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler continues here on this final month of 2020. And it's kind of hard to believe that we're almost to the holidays here and just a couple weeks away. In fact, 2 weeks from today is Christmas Day, believe it or not. And, you know, there's been some good things happening here in the community. A little behind the scenes, trying to make things work during a pandemic. And one of the highlights, I think, has been cops and kids. So we talked a little bit about it in our news earlier this week, but it's worth mentioning again how they were able to support, I think it was 75 kids here locally. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I believe that's the number for your listeners. This used to be called Shop with a Cop, and recently the name was changed to Cops and Kids. And we also get help from other law enforcement agencies usually. So the traditional meeting the kids at a retailer and then taking them around shopping has been suspended for this year because of COVID. But our creative and ingenious staff came up with the idea that we'll run this like we did National Night Out. So we're buying gifts in advance based on wish lists these kids have provided to us. And we're going to set up at Seco Park this Saturday, and they will come by, and we'll hand out their gifts to them in a socially distanced manner, and Santa Claus will be there as well to wave to the kids, I believe. So that's, you know, it's not the way we normally do it, but we're really committed to doing something, and so we appreciate all the financial support we've received. A lot of the supporters actually are our own employees. I would say the majority of the funds raised are raised from RCPD employees for this event. We do get some corporate and individual support in the community, but it's a fantastic program. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you know, and it's so great. And we've covered it. I know in the last couple of years, I've been able to go out to the store and follow the cops and the kids and actually talk to some of the kids. And it's a little trickier, obviously, this year. But, you know, the one thing we always remember from this is the smile on the kids' faces. They are so excited to get these gifts. A lot of these kids are underprivileged, but man, I mean, you guys really make their day.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, these are kids who may not be able to have the kind of Christmas that other kids have. And I'm very well aware that we probably don't reach everybody in the community in that situation. So we do our best to help as many as we can, and it does. It makes a big difference for some of those children. So, again, thank you for asking about it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, the Fraternal Order of Police is going to be going through some changes, as I understand, as well. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that organization and then about that change in leadership.
Yes, the Fraternal Order of Police here locally is an organization that police officers join. I do believe they also accept associate memberships from non-sworn employees. And for the last 7 years, Detective Brian Johnson's been their president of Lodge 17. And, you know, he was willing to step aside and give somebody else an opportunity. So their membership elected Rachel Pate, that she's a police officer who has served a couple of times as our interim PIO. I'm told by the FOP that she's the first female president of their organization since it's been formed here. So we're all excited about that. Rachel also, besides working primarily in patrol, is a new liaison to the Human Rights and Services Board for the City of Manhattan and has also been one of the two initial liaisons to the LGBTQ+ community. This was a program that I started after my arrival. So she also serves in that role. So Rachel, really, I don't know where she gets all the time in her day and the energy, but she's got a smile on her face and I never hear her complaining to me. She usually, well, maybe if she does, she does it to somebody else. But I say that jokingly. She's always got a real positive attitude and does great work here and represents the department well.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, she wears a lot of hats for you and has done so certainly this year. Has been no question about it. Good for her. I'm glad to hear that. And what a wonderful organization. How else have you guys been able to support the community? You mentioned the National Night Out. That was a huge success. Are there other things you guys are doing behind the scenes that maybe we don't know as much about?
It's not behind the scenes, but we're also a collection point for Toys for Manhattan. This has been well advertised, and there's several organizations and locations around town accepting toy donations for, again, children who may not be able to enjoy Christmas the way other kids do. So our lobby has a box in it right next to our Christmas tree, and people are free to come in when our lobby is open. They can drop off presents, unwrapped presents for boys and girls. We also accept monetary gifts. They want to go to the front window and leave a check made out to Toys for Manhattan. We'll be happy to pass that along to the organization. We also do take slightly used toys that are in good shape. We call those experienced toys. So if somebody has something that maybe they bought for a child and the child didn't want it and it really didn't play with it, we're happy to accept those as well. So we appreciate any support, and we're glad to be a participant as a collection point.
Yeah, that's wonderful. If there's a community member who wants to do something nice for a police officer, can they do that as well for the holidays?
Yeah, if they do, you know, it really has to be a generic contribution. Because of our ethics requirements, we can't accept things specifically for certain officers. Like, we have people come down throughout the year, oftentimes donating food and other things. And so we let our employees know that it's been donated, and we put it out for everybody to enjoy. That's really the only way we can do that.
Well, food donations are always good. I mean, we love that around here.
Of course.
Feel free. That's a plug there for anyone listening. One place I used to work at, we had this old lady who used to cook up cinnamon rolls, and she would bring them in. And every time you knew someone would say, "Hey, so-and-so brought cinnamon rolls in," you, even if you weren't working, you'd come in and grab one of those cinnamon rolls. They were so good. So stuff like that.
Hey, can I mention one other thing that we've done around here that I want to tell your listeners about?
You bet.
You know, it's been a tough year, and we've really had some challenges here within the department. And so several months ago, I had an idea to put holiday lights on the outside of our building. And so they look like traditional strings of Christmas lights. But my staff, when I mentioned this, actually made it a lot better, that so we can do something throughout the year. So if anybody drives by at night on Seth Child and on Fort Riley Boulevard, they will see a string of blue LED lights along the roof line where the roof and the exterior wall meet, like you would put up on your house. It's just a solid string of blue lights. But what's cool about this is we can program these lights. So throughout the year, these lights will remain installed. And for example, here's some ideas that have been floated that we'll probably work out the details on. When it's Valentine's Day, well, we can turn these lights red from blue. On St. Patrick's Day, we can turn the lights green. On the 4th of July, we could probably make a red, white, and blue display that is has a domino effect, or program it so it moves and catches the attention. So I just thought it was important that we add a little festivity around here to the outside of our building, not only for us, but for people who are driving by. And so far, the feedback, at least from my employees, has been fantastic. And the people who didn't know we did it, who've seen it, have also weighed in, and they just love the idea. We don't have enough to cover the whole building, so as time goes on, we may add a few more. But if you get a chance to drive by at night in the dark, Please look over at the PD, because we've got holiday lights, Christmas lights, whatever you want to call them, displayed. It looks great, I think.
Well, cool. I'll have to make a note of that and take a drive by. I was just actually in that area the other day. I had to run to one of the stores over there to get some items. So, yeah, I'll check that out. Let's take a break. We'll come back in a final segment with Dennis Butler, Director of the Riley County Police Department, up next on KMAN.